It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The Packers will be playing their second game of the season. They're at home this Sunday at Lambeau Field.
And among the fans on Sunday, one Wisconsin group is planning a protest.
They have nothing against the Packers or the game of football. They're protesting the team playing against Green Bay, the NFL team from Washington. The concern? The team's logo, the Redskins.
The Wisconsin Indian Education Association's Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force will be leading that protest. They're saying that Washington's mascot is discriminatory and they want to see it changed.
Joining us is Barbara Munson of the Oneida Tribe. She's chair of the Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force. She's at UW Green Bay today leading discussions about the mascot. Barbara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So can you talk about why you'll be protesting at the game on Sunday?
We will be protesting at the game because we are Packer fans, and the Packers were originally the Indians, and they had the grace to change their team name many, many years ago. And we now know that Indian mascots and logos are harmful to our nation's school children, and we would like the Washington team to think deeply and consider changing its race-based, stereotypical nickname and logo.
A lot of people have heard the concern that the Washington logo and a lot of other logos are offensive. You said harmful. How are they harmful?
We don't use the term offensive when we're talking about this issue because our primary focus is in Indian education, and our primary focus is to eliminate Indian mascots and logos from Wisconsin public schools. Over the years, a research base has developed that clearly demonstrates that Indian mascots and logos are harmful to American Indian students, and that they are also harmful to other students, to all our students. They teach our students to tolerate race-based stereotyping, the practice of race-based stereotyping, and they are harmful to Native students. So knowing that, and the research base has grown over the years, so what was just one study in 2002 is now hundreds of pages of research studies in various psychological disciplines, and in other areas as well. And we know that these are harmful to Native students. We know that they lead to a generalization so that people who are exposed to Indian stereotypes have a greater tendency to stereotype other minority groups, Asian Americans and African Americans, et cetera. So in a way, the race-based stereotypes that we are holding up over our nation's sports teams are also a vehicle for decreasing tolerance and for harming children.
The argument from people who support these team names who don't want changes is often something along the lines of, this is honoring the people represented here in our name. What do you say to that?
When the people, when Great Lakes Intertribal Council and Wisconsin Indian Education Association, the National Indian Education Association, the National Congress of American Indians, and other American Indian organizations in a loud, clear voice say for many, many years that it is not honoring us and we really want you to change these, it's time to change. But beyond that, when you know that a practice in society is harmful to children, it's time to change.
There's been a lot of attention to this case in particular, the Washington team. A lot of sports writers, some sports writers now saying they're not going to use that logo name. They'll refer to the Washington team only. Do you see the tide turning, at least in this one instance?
I certainly do, and I applaud the media for making the effort to reach out and understand the issue on its deeper levels. It's taken a while to get this to happen, in part because these stereotypes have remained in our nation's sports teams. But really, this is a form of race-based stereotyping that should have gone out with blackface minstrel shows, and if not, at least with the Frito Bandito.
With this name in particular, people have said, even if you're okay with other logos, other team names, Redskins, I'll throw that in quotes, is particularly offensive. Some people made the case it's on the line of the N-word, which I just said one on the air and I just didn't say the other. Huh. What do you think, it's on a par? Do you think this is a particularly offensive one?
I do not use the term that you used. Nice. I refer to it as the R team, mm-hmm. or the Washington team. I find it easy enough to say Washington team, and I hope someday they'll have a mascot or logo that isn't harmful to anyone, any human group. And then, you know, then they can be proud of their name, and we all can enjoy the game.
So what will your protest look like on Sunday? What will you be doing?
Well, we're going to be doing some artwork. We'll be going over to the Oneida Nation Arts Cottage tomorrow and creating posters for the demonstration. We have a lot of brochures and handouts, and we will be standing on the corner of Ridge Road and Valley View at the southwest corner of Lambeau Field, and we will be there voicing our opposition to the visiting team from Washington.
If you had a chance to say one line or two to the owner of Washington's team, hoping to change his mind on this, because he has not shown a lot of willingness to change the name so far, what would you say?
I would say that he has a great opportunity to be a good citizen. And to change an archaic race-based stereotype into some wonderful logo, we don't know what it is, that harms no one. But what's happening right now is he is going from one part of the country to another with a logo that actually harms children. It's time to change. It's time to change.
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Barbara Munson, chair of the Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force, the Wisconsin Indian Education Association.
Coming up, we'll hear about the 50th anniversary of a piece of American audio culture known as the audio cassette tape. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.